Dog Live continues on the Pulse, 1-866-823-1077, talking about the brand new 5% income tax that's about to be hit on tens of thousands of New Hampshire business owners. If the rules that are being heard on December 16th, 10 a.m. at DRA headquarters at 109 Pleasant Street are enacted, and there is a... Well, public comment period, too, through December 28th, if you wish to email your comments. And I have an email address for you, and I will be happy to repeat it. formcmte@rev.state.nh.us. I will pass that along, and I will post that on my website at briantilton.com. All right. So we have Andy Sanborn here of the Draft Sports Bar and Grill. He's been studying this issue quite extensively, and we're trying to get his extensive knowledge on this crammed into, you know, just several minute segments here. But Andy, yeah, hi again.
Hey Brian, thanks for continuing the conversation. And for those of you who missed it earlier, yeah, we're talking about the fact that the state of New Hampshire has just imposed what's going to be a 13.5% personal income tax on all small business owners who operate LLCs and partnerships in the state of New Hampshire. And as a small business owner who coincidentally is an LLC, you know, right now with so many people we have that are unemployed in our state, it's up to the small businesses to help create economic opportunities and job creation to get us out of this recession. And by enacting this tax, it's just going to crush it.
Mm-hmm.
So we're pretty upset about it, and we've actually started a new website. We're trying to reach out to the governor because he's the executive of our state. He has the power and the authority to stop this process and help New Hampshire remain a strong, economically viable state so we can come out of this recession. So our site should be up late this afternoon, and it's called StopTheLLCTax.com, and it's a site that I have up. So you can go on and send the governor an email message if you believe that a 13.5% income tax on the small business owners of the state of New Hampshire is going to hurt our economy or stop you from finding a job. Please come onto the site, sign the petition, we'll send it to the governor, and let him know that he has an opportunity here to show the businesses of New Hampshire that he truly does care and wants to see us come out of this economic challenge we're in.
Now, as I have been giving out the governor's phone number, 271-2121, asking him to push off these hearings into January, at the very least, have five hearings, have them in the evening when a lot of business owners would be able to attend, more than would be able to attend a week before Christmas at 10 a.m. But is that certainly within the governor's power to do that?
Well, he is the governor.
Mm-hmm.
So as far
chief
as
executive
he,
of the
he
state,
would be the chief executive
all
of the
state, agencies,
oversees all the agencies. Absolutely. You know, it's up to the small business owners to help get us out of this recession that we're in, because we know that the federal government's just not going to do it. And as important as it is for us to reach out and say, let's have public hearings in January and push this off to give people time to even understand it, because it is a relatively complex issue.
And because, and I say this because when people show up at the hearing, the thing that the people who are on the hearing board want to hear from the people are, what's your specific comments on the rules? And if
exactly.
people don't understand the rules, they can't comment.
Exactly.
Effectively.
So we need to spend some time to understand the rules, because they are complex, and give people the ability to reach out at this public hearing and let them know that we want to talk more about just the verbiage within the rule itself. We want to let our state know that this is going to be bad for everybody.
We don't want the tax on debt. You know, if we're going to take out a loan to expand our business, we're going to be hit with the income tax on that debt.
Absolutely. You know, if you're a wood pellet manufacturer and you make the decision that you think you can go and cut down your own trees to bring them to your wood pellet, and you want to borrow money in your company to do that, the state's going to tax you on that. I mean, heck, if you want to start a new radio station,
mm-hmm.
and you have this is a great radio station with wonderful people here, and if you guys make the decision that you want another radio station because there might be an opportunity to hire more DJs, to hire more people, you borrow against your company to go buy that station, they're going to tax you on it as well, Brian.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? How nice of them. Or if you're a restaurant owner and want to buy an alternative energy company, that's another one,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, you know, the guys at the Blazer, again, they're a competitor, but they're a great group mm-hmm. of guys up there. You know, they have this great alternative energy company called Aminico. I'm giving them a great shout-out because they're wonderful people. Same thing. They're going to be taxed to try and start a new opportunity to hire people in the state of New Hampshire.
And I know how hard they've been working on that to try and create jobs. Dennis from Londonderry, you're on Bulldog Live, 1-866-823-1077.
Hey, Bulldog, how are you today?
Good. You're on with Andy Sanborn from The Draft.
Hey, Dennis, how are you?
Good. Hey, listen, a bumper song you should use, Bulldog, would be Taxman by the McBeatles. You know, it's so much truth about that song. You know,
Andy says yes.
Yeah, we talked about that early this morning.
Oh, you do? Oh, great.
I didn't have time to look for it yet.
Great minds think alike. Listen, I called that phone number yesterday, and I got through to somebody, and they put me on to a voice box. That woman was supposedly going to be taking comments, and I never heard from her because I did leave my phone number. Her name, I believe, and I could be wrong, her name was Myra. I did get the voicemail box, and it seems like, it's just passing the buck. And I always thought you're supposed to have public debate on this more than just once or twice. I always thought that was the democratic way of democracy working, that somebody just doesn't make a decision to tax somebody, no matter what type of tax it is or a fee or so forth. I mean, well, how do they get away with this without having a public conflict of laws are there?
Well, mm-hmm. I mean, there's no question that this is a real issue, and it actually goes back to June. You know, truly at the 11th hour, midnight in the dark halls of our Capitol, where they should have had a public hearing on this proposed tax. But in the effort of the existing controllers in our legislature today, they were trying to come up with new ways to raise more money, which obviously through taxation. And they slipped this in without a public hearing, which is one of the reasons we're trying to reach out to Governor Lynch and tell him that he needs to put the brakes on this so we can actually have a dialogue and let the people of New Hampshire have a hearing and listen to it. And again, you know, we're also concerned about whether or not our phone calls are being heard at the governor's office. And like Brian, I truly encourage everyone to call. The number's
271-2121.
And head to the website I just started up called StopTheLLCTax.com. And that way we can actually record ourselves how many people are petitioning to the governor to ask him to stop this.
Well, you know, again, I'll probably call again. Don't get me wrong. It won't stop me just because they put me through a box.
You might want to call the Department of Revenue Administration while you're at it.
Yeah, worst scenario, if I have time, it's Wednesday, you said, at 10 o'clock?
Wednesday, 10 a.m., 109 Pleasant Street.
Believe me, I'll be there. I have no issue showing up and voicing my opinion.
And, Andy, but this would be great for people who aren't even business owners to show up.
I mean, the issue with this is it truly affects everyone. Because if you're taking companies and the owners of all these companies have this new 13.5% personal income tax, how are they going to be able to provide pay raises or health insurance or even hire new employees? I mean, this truly is cutting us right to the core.
Dennis, I've got to run. Thank you very much for your thoughts. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. And I literally have 1 minute left in this hour. you kept saying 13.5% income tax, which is the combined 5% and the 8.5% business profits tax. This is a much higher effective tax rate than even Massachusetts.
Absolutely. And Massachusetts has about a 6.25% taxable business rate. Mm-hmm. So we are now going to be twice, double the expense to operate a business in New Hampshire than we are even in Massachusetts. I mean, who could have conceived that Massachusetts is about to become a more attractive place to go on a tax basis than the great state of New Hampshire? It's just something we need to turn around.
Okay, Andy, I know business owners want to know, how do we band together to fight this? You mentioned StopTheLLCTax.com. You're the owner of the Draft Sports Bar and Grill. People can get in contact with you. How?
Absolutely. They can either give me a call at 682-1165. They come down to the Draft and see us, or email me directly at draftsportsbar@gmail.com.
Very good. Andy, good to see you. Keep us posted. We're going to keep the listeners posted, that's for sure.
As always, Brian, thanks so much for your time. And again, everyone out there, please get involved. This is a very important issue for our state.
All right. Bulldog Live continues on The Pulse.
Bulldog Live will continue after these messages, live on The Pulse.